TV and film. He had once, several years previously, been nominated for a major award, which he didn't win. I'd happened on a whole section of shirtless photographs, most of which showed him looking younger, coming out of a swimming pool or showering on a TV show that had long ago been cancelled. I sent Bobby a link to one of these photographs with the message, "Trophy Husband." Melissa didn't appear in many photographs on the internet, though her collection of essays had generated a lot of publicity. I didn't know how long she had been married to Nick. Neither of them was famous enough for that kind of information to be online. "So you guys write everything together?" Melissa said. "Oh God, no," said Bobby. "Francis writes everything. I don't even help." "That's not true," I said. "That's not true. You do help. She's just saying that." Melissa cocked her head to the side and gave a kind of laugh. "All right, so which one of you is lying?" she said. I was lying. Except in the sense of enriching my life, Bobby didn't help me write the poetry. As far as I knew, she had never written creatively at all. She liked to perform dramatic monologues and sing anti-war ballads. On stage, she was the superior performer, and I often glanced at her anxiously to remind myself of what to do. For dinner, we had spaghetti in a thick white wine sauce and lots of garlic bread. Mostly, Nick stayed quiet while Melissa asked us questions. She made us all laugh a lot, but in the same way you might make someone eat something when they don't fully want to eat it. I didn't know if I liked this sort of cheery forcefulness, but it was obvious how much Bobby was enjoying it. She was laughing even more than she really had to. I could tell. Although I couldn't specify why exactly, I felt certain that Melissa was less interested in our writing process now that she knew I wrote the material alone. I knew the subtlety of this change would be enough for Bobby to deny it later, which irritated me, as if it had already happened. I was starting to feel adrift from the whole setup, like the dynamic that had eventually revealed itself didn't interest me or even involve me. I could have tried harder to engage myself, but I probably resented having to make an effort to be noticed. After dinner, Nick cleared all the plates up and Melissa took photographs. Bobby sat on the windowsill looking at a lit candle, laughing and making cute faces. I sat at the dinner table without moving, finishing my third glass of wine. "I love the window thing," Melissa said. "Can we do a similar one, but in the conservatory?" The conservatory...